סימן ריש ממחס דיני המפליק בספינה ואילך בשיירה בשבת. We'll be learning today the halachas of a person that wants to go on a boat on a desert and he wants to leave before Shabbos, even that he knows that in Shabbos he will be in the boat. If he's allowed to leave before Shabbos and even after it, he'll be traveling or going in the boat on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah brings down our Akdamah that the makor for this halacha, that what the Shulchan Aruch is mechalek, that 3 days before Shabbos you're not allowed to, before that you're allowed to, for the Dvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to even be Erev Shabbos. The halacha of Mutar Leaflik B'Sfina, Afilu Be'Erev Shabbos, Yom Erev Dvar Mitzvah, V'Poisik She'ish Bo'is, V'Achar Kach Lo Yish Bo'is. Av Dvar Rishus El Mafligim, Pochis Mishloish Yomim. Mishnah Berurah means down, that the makor for this sugya, is a sugya in Shabbos, Taf Yutes. Tanu Rabbanu. Ein mafligim besfino, you're not allowed to go on a boat, pochis mishloisha yomim kedim l'shabes. Vamei dvaram amurim, that you're going to dvar reshus. Aval dvar mitzvah shapir domi. Dvar mitzvah, you're allowed to go, even b'ter shloisha yomim. Upoisik ima amnas lishbois, v'ein ha-shavis. What will be in Shabbos itself, we'll see later. Divrei Rebbe. Shem gamli leimer, ein ha-tzorich, he bichlal doesn't have to be poisik with him. Umitzor letzidoin, shum ha-alach yomecho, afilu b'erav Shabbos muto. So from tzor letzidoin, that it's only one day, you're allowed to go even on Erev Shabbos. V'hine har betayim im nemru al deze b'poiskim. Why you're not allowed to go on the first 3 days before Shabbos? One reason the Balamoyer brings down, because it's a chashash that in Shabbos you will have to do a melocha, so you're causing yourself to do a melocha. Order yourself mid'eraisa, melocha de'eraisa al de'Yisrael, order causing the goy to do a melocha for you. Yesh oyu matam shem yitzoch Yisrael as melocha v'asme b'Shabbos b'shum pikuach nefesh. ומוקם סקונו, או שיעשה אין יהודי בלספינה עבור מלוכה בקשיר הסקלה בשער חילולים. אוי, the third reason משום איסו תחומים, כמבור בבסייסי בעריכס. So this is the first sheet, עוד מצד חיל שבס יוסף, בגוי עוד מצד תחומים, תחומים הוא עושה נסקים. זאת אומרת שם הזמן אוי הבח, לפי דם, a person is not allowed to make an operation ערב שבס, יום רביעי, יום חמישי, because he's causing himself that to do a חיל שבס in שבס. If he's very sick, if the specialist is only available then, avada you're allowed to do it in Erev Shabbos. It's legor midvar mitzvah. But if it's not urgent, it's no necessary to do it after now. He wants to take out the tonsils, the kadoyim, he can do it when he wants. He's not allowed to schedule the operation to the 3 days before Shabbos because he's causing clearly the birchel Shabbos. The same thing if a lady wants to go into labor quicker. She's not allowed to. Only again, for sure, if it's a pikuach nefesh, it's no shayla, you're allowed to do it. But we speak when it's not a pikuach nefesh, there's no hechach to do it. If it's a lot of pain, Rav Shmuel Zalman also wants to be matir, even that it's not a pikuach nefesh. And nevertheless, Dr. Rav Shmuel Zalman, if a person didn't listen, and he made an appointment on Shabbos, and he made an operation, I'm not allowed to make a Shabbos for it. Also, for the next reasons, could be you'll be not allowed to make an operation on Shabbos. We'll see in a second the next reason. To cause himself to be mechal Shabbos or to be over in Yisrael Tchumim. Because he's causing himself to do Chilul Shabbos. And the Iker HaYisrael is speaking in the case that there's no chash Chilul Shabbos. The goyim that is a good water or the goyim are going anyway. It's like a goyish line. There's no shaila about it. And the Iker HaYisrael is bitl mitzvah saying Shabbos. Because Shleish Yom HaRishonim yesh lo emtzar machmas na'anua asfina shegufim mishtaber. כנסיב יחוגו ינוע כשיקו, וגם אך מסיר אוכל האלה מן המים המלוכים, ונרוך חיסר סלו, ולאחר שלוש יום, אם שהוגל בזה. Because he's causing himself to have a bitul mitzvah seinig Shabbos. This is the reason, the man of making operation, also could be this reason. Now, it's very interesting if you realize the point here. The first shita holds that you're not allowed to go 3 days before Shabbos because you're causing yourself a chilul Shabbos. What is the hetter before 3 days? We'll see in the following Mishnah Berurah. Because the first 3 days before Shabbos are called Kamei Shabseh, and the last one is called Basra de Shabbos. It belongs to the old Shabbos. The Baal HaMelitza say that Yom Revi b'Shabbos, you start to say L'chun Aranen or L'shir Shal Yom. Mikol Mekoyim. So the matter, the heter is, Kamei Shabbos, you're not allowed to Mechal Shabbos. Before Shabbos, you're allowed to Mechal Shabbos. You're allowed to cause yourself to be a Pikuach Nefesh. The Rif is not masking to that. The Rif holds that it's also. Now, B'shitas HaRif that holds that it's also. Here we found a difference. Why the Rif holds that it's mutter? So the Rif doesn't say because he's not masking that you're allowed to mechal Shabbos. Maybe he's talking that our sugya is talking in the case that there's no chash chal Shabbos. But there's a problem of bitul oinik Shabbos. So that is for bitul oinik Shabbos, like the Rif, 3 days before you're allowed to. Why? Now, he doesn't say that in that he's masking that if it's not Kamei Shabbos, so you don't have to be Choshesh to Bittul Veinik Shabbos. So the reason it's Mudu, he says, because it's no Bittul Veinik Shabbos. Because Gufa is Misragel. Klal Rishon is down. What if you're a person that takes him 4 days? So maybe the Rif doesn't hold from the Heter. I don't know. Kal V'chaymer, we hold from the Heter, even El Chil Shabbos. For sure, we'll be holding the Heter on Veinik Shabbos. Here, Rishon Zalman came with an Ayah Svore. Could be that it's worse. Even if we will say that normally we hold that you're allowed to cause yourself to go into Pikuach Nefesh, because the Shabbos will say, I'm going myself into a matzav, later I'll be a Pikuach Nefesh, there is going to Shabbos Kula. But if I know that takes me 4 days till I get used to the water, so when I'm going in, I'm a vatum, I'll be a daim in Shabbos. Like a person will go into a boat and he knows that he doesn't have a lulav and sukkah to take. So Rosh Hashanah declares, a person that will never be better in the water, not mistaba that b'shal in Shabbos, not allowed to go on a boat. If a person has takes him 4 days, maybe like a tchil attack, only to leave 5 days first. Rosh Hashanah is mitzadet more than it's mutzah. V'yesh oimim da'atam she'osu lavnik b'sfina, another reason, mitnei sh'nire ki lutzaf, ha'isur b'rabbonon, v'shat al ha'mayim, ze isur to swim in Shabbos, v'zo osu l'kulahal m'gzeir, sh'mriyas ha'chabe sh'shayotin. V'omim si m'shin l'metes. V'kodim sh'shiyom m'shori, da'an edesh yitzor l'avnik, z'man har, v'kodim ha'shabbos, is le'ikeir, v'l'yob v'l'as, v'chobe sh'shayotin. Now talking to Mr. Boer, we דעתם משום מלוכר, משום תחומי, מה שמחלק הברייסה בין תור שלושה לאחר שלושה, שום שלושה יום כדי שבס מיקי כמי שבס, ובכל אוב ליזור שלי יום לכל שבס. וכלום שלושה יום דו מיקי בוסר שבס, העובר עדיין לאכול אוב העזור השבס הבא, ושורי לאפליק, ואז אם אחר כך יסטוב ולאוב לכל שבס, משום פיקוח נפש שורי, אי בוס מתחומי. So we could say that in water is only the Rabbanon B'chai Gavne, they were not Goyzer, and you could say that later it's a Pikuach Nefesh and he has to carry on going. And if Kimino will be in a case that it's not Mamesh a Pikuach Nefesh. והנה המחבר אף שנמשך בסעיף בייס אחר הריף שהעתיק פירושו מכל מקום גם הוא סביר לי כי הפויסקים דקלים שלושה יומים שורי אף במוקם שיצור אחר כך לא בדרך אל שבת. So even though the Rif himself didn't hold like that, he holds only in the case that it's not Chil Shabbos, we pass in both. When is the Pikuach Nefesh if it's 3 days before you're allowed to? No vos. We also pass in the Rif. That if the af im lo yeh bishum chash melocha betchumim, כגון שיקולו שלנו יהודים. שנעשו מלוכם מסתום עדיין תדעני יהודי נעשה וגם היא במוקים שעומק יויסו מעשרות פוחים דלס נוחשש תחומים and again, it's a goyish line they're going anyways no מלוכם של ישראל so מצד הפרשית is not a problem אפילו אוכי עושו משום ביטל מצעשה אינג שבס לחודי כזה מבטל לא אינג שבס so זה מקלז if you make in the army you make practice and you'll be very tired in Shabbos if it's a shash ביטל אינג שבס or not it's more מצד only if you become dizzy and throwing up and nauseous, but not some tiredness. The same Shabbos, a person stays awake 2 days before Shabbos, well, Shishi, and he's very tired in Shabbos, and there's a bit of a mitzvah, and in Shabbos, yesh la'ayim b'chol zeh. Now, so Shabbos explains l'maise, if it's a line, a goyish line, that goes anyway, most of the people are going, the men, they're not doing a melacha for the Yisrael, the first shita is no problem anyway, the only problem is the second shita, men, dvar mitzvah, you're allowed to go in such a boat, in such a line. In the case that it's a sfina that is going specially for you. So in the old days, this is the first shita holds, you're allowed to go 3 days before Shabbos. Here, Rav Shmuel is not supposed to him that you're allowed to, because if they're doing the extra melochas for you, you're not allowed to be nenef in this extra melochas. Because melechah shel Yisrael, that is not pikuach nefesh, that is done for Yisrael, is also. And there's no heter to do it and to go there in Shabbos. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein wants to say that if in Yechidim, could be allowed to because you're going in and then it's the oynes in Yinan Abal Kocha it's good to see in the Gils Moshe and Simen I think I'll check it up I'll tell you in Simen Chelik Aleph Simen Tzadik Beis we'll see the Mishnu Shechonoch with the Mishnu Bua Seif Aleph Mutor Lehaflik Besfina Afilu Be'erav Shabbos Im Hoylech Ledvar Mitzvah Upoisek Im Ishi Ishbet V'achakach Lo Ishbet Im Lo Ishbet Ein Bekach Klum אבל לדבר רשוס אין מפליג עם יסבין הפוחס משלושה יום קודם השבס. So the מחבר only said, לדבר מצווה יהיה לאותו, פוחס that you're not allowed to בתור שולש. זוג דרמו, the opposite. דהיינו, הזמן משתו מסביר. אבל קודם שלוש השורי, אני אפילו בספינה שמויסים אויסו על די בהימס, ואפילו הם בגוי והמים עשורת פוחים, that you'll be over תחומים, ואפילו מוקם שיש צורך הישראל להסחק כך מלאו בשבס, לא הילך הספינה. זאת למשנה ברורה סביב קוטן א', ואפילו בערב שבס, היינו עבדו בבד אלי קיים עניק שבס על ידי זה. כמו שכוסף אמר חבא בסעיף ב', זה אפילו אוכי מותר. קיים לצורך מצווה וקיים לנפויסק במצווה פוטר מן המצווה. ולא אם יבוא עם הספינו ילך את זה מוקים שהמים עמוקים יויסו מעשרות פוחים למותר ואין לא חוש ליציא חוץ לתחום. that they're for sure that Dvar Mitzvah you're allowed to Erev Shabbos. They're Tchum, Malam HaSor, Afuli, Yesh Mekoy Meshamayim Mu'otim, Pchusim HaSor, Selchuz, Yisru Tchumim, so what is Dvar Mitzvah is Matir? And again, Pikuach Nefesh is Poshet, I go and then I'm a Pikuach Nefesh. But here I'm causing B'yodayim to Yoytim in HaTchum. So what is the head attack? Other later I'm an onus because the boat is going anyway and I can't stop it. I'm machas as myself loinus. Or maybe chigam and chazal when I'm goyzer. We'll see later in Tziv Dalet. Who pays the game because I'm going to have one of the Shabbos also left. Like I feel the Dvar Mitzvah. We'll see a couple of reasons. Could be because the Isur from Shat. And the Isur from Nira Keshat was only mutter by Rav Shabbos. But here the Magen Avraham is another reason. The Olay Yochel Lifzik him and she Ishbois. He's going on Shabbos. We have been in the Afilu of Shabbos Shor and Dvar Mitzvah. The poisik im she ish boys came on benim mafrik ber shabbes ben mikoidem came on shutach shloish yom im asmuch im shabbes you have to be poisik im to be shoyves vim yef shol lif sik ben shayni yudi im ale shlo ish boys a huge big boat you can't tell him to stop im ma'akev lo yiskim rav achronim ze apsik rak le mitzvah ba'al mevein im ma'akev this is on a boat pogem she yom dav ayu im revi be shabbes aber the goyim says khamish be shabbes shloish yom yachshon im shabbes. Why does it say they're not allowed to be mafli koidim yontav sheni? Because anyway, you're not allowed to mafli gots koidim yontav rishon. So it's not nageh. Afilu besvine. What's the lema? The loyneim and the domi lalicha bekorin do'osu lisa b'shabes. What does the Rambam say afilu abehemes? Because the halacha is if you have a wagon that is pulled by animals, even if you're sitting the shlosh yom, you're not allowed to because the gzeirah d'rabbonon shemu yachtich zmoira, you will call off a branch to hit the animal to go. But that gzeira was only in the yabosha that the animals that are carrying the behemoth, the horse or the cows, are very close to the carriage. But in the boat, there's no chash. So this is what the Rambam is coming to say, that this heter is even when the animals are pushing the boat. Then even the tershloisha is muta, because there is no chash yamim. So behemoth, the heter of behemoth and yamim is not because of shloisha yamim. The heter of behemoth is because they don't have a gezer on a behemoth. That's another cloud that the yami have to have shloisha and benor you don't have to have shloisha. So like the Mishnah Berurah, the reason the Rambam is talking about shloisha because he's talking about yam, even though normally animals could never be in a yam. The afilu ein begoyim amayim da anamim da osam shem tchuim kumashon and the loy v'atam kevin sheidchik koyish shloim yamim. So what is the heter? We don't have it so close. ואפילו במוקים, הטעם כמו שכסבנו למעלה שלושה כאן משאבס, שייכם לשאבס הבוא וחלב ויזור שלו יובל לחיל שאבס. וכשיועיצו בתך הזמן הזה, הרי הוא כאילו מתנה לחלב של שאבס. אבל כאילו זה שייכם לשאבס שאובה, וכיימן שיבלי בהתר, אין לו לימון המח משאבס הבוא. שעוז אם ירלס הקונה ויצור לחלב משום פיקוח נפש, אין כאן חילו. בקוז יזמח לסם סוף, זה פיקוח נפש. שבקות נטס, ואחר כך אם צורך לעשות מלוכה או הויסה, ואין בכך כלום לעשות, היינו דאין לו לימון המחמזה מלאישה בספינה כיוון שהוא קיינים שלושה יומים. אבל מכל מקום כל מה שיוכל לעשות שלו, יצטורך ועשת מלכה לעשות שעה בסוגל על דאין יהודי וכדומה, פשיטו אתם יכולים לעשות, כן. בואו סתפר.